This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be the DIY type, maybe replacing a toilet or refinishing your floors? You, of course, already know you can learn how to do just about anything if you watch enough videos online. And you might think from all the resources out there that we've become a whole nation of do-it-yourselfers. And in point of fact, the $46 billion Americans spent on DIY projects when the census last counted, which was 2019, is likely to be higher when the numbers come out for this year. But turns out, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that the growth in do-it-yourself that we have seen in this pandemic economy is actually a break from a long-term trend.
In a workshop at the Station North Tool Library near downtown Baltimore, half a dozen students are getting a lesson in tools and skills for home renovation, from a basic power drill to a miter saw to a jigsaw. Several of the students are new homeowners, like 31-year-old Jacqueline Wood. She's a medical resident who bought a 100-year-old row house in April.
I've done a couple of projects by myself with the help of the internet, but wanted a little more guidance on how to do slightly more difficult things so that I don't have to get a handyman every time I need to do something.
Nate Hetzler, also 31 and also a new homeowner, has a very specific project in mind.
My grandfather passed away like last year and got a mirror from him. And so I've just had this mirror just like sitting around and like haven't been able to hang it because I don't know like how to drill into a brick wall between my house and my neighbor's house.
The Tool Library opened in 2013, a place where people could pay a small membership fee and borrow anything from rakes and garden shears to grinders, sanders, and welders. Co-director Jessa Wace says pretty early on, the founders noticed something.
People would go to borrow their tools and get extension cords and then run the cords out into the alley and work on their projects in our alley. So that told us, you know, maybe there is a need in this city for affordable space to work on your project, too.
So they added a couple workshops and a host of classes, joinery, knife making, tiling, and plumbing. Wace says the home repair classes are among the most popular. Everything shut down for a while early in the pandemic.
And since bringing those classes back, almost every single one has filled within a week.
I don't have to tell you DIY home improvement has taken off during the pandemic, but what's surprising is how it's kept up. Grant Farnsworth tracks the industry with the Farnsworth Group, a market research firm. He says one reason may be inflation.
Those that have not hired, a large chunk of them said, one, either I couldn't get a hold of the contractor, or I can do it cheaper myself.
The question is how long the DIY boom will last. Before the pandemic, Americans were actually growing less interested in doing it ourselves. Abby Will follows home improvement trends at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. She says in 1999, more than 41% of improvement projects were DIY. In 2019, that had fallen to 37%. And when it comes to home improvement spending,
the share for DIY projects had been declining steadily before the pandemic.
There are several reasons for that, she says. One is that homeowners overall are older and maybe less inclined to swing a sledgehammer or climb a ladder. Rising prices have kept a lot of younger people from becoming homeowners. Our houses are older, too, and need bigger repairs that require professionals, new roofs or foundation work.
I think all of those factors will continue to pull on the DIY share of home improvement spending and, you know, potentially revert back to kind of these longer term trends.
But in this class in Baltimore, the DIY urge is going strong. Maria Bon-Tigawan is 68 years old and recently moved to Baltimore from California in hopes of finally affording her own house.
You know, you pay a workman to put up your curtains. It's like, I could do that myself if I only knew how to use a drill.
So tonight, she drills, or tries to. Without a trace of judgment, instructor Dre Cortez notices she's put in a screwdriver bit.
Okay. So this is only when you have a hole ready. Okay. In order to create a hole, I want you to practice using this one.
Okay. So
Bon-Tigawan switches the bit and starts out gingerly.
Should I let it rip or just do
go for it?
Okay.
She lets it rip and drills a perfect hole in a board.
How's it feel?
It feels great.
She'll be hanging curtains in no time. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.